Good evening. This is Shivashaji Bhattacharya with Regional News. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today stressed that the perpetrators and conspirators of the Pahalgam terror attack will be given a befitting reply. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi expressed anguish at the terror incident in Pahalgam, which occurred on the 22nd of this month. PM Modi said that condolences are continuously pouring in from all over the world following the terror attack. He said global leaders have called him up and written letters strongly condemning this heinous terrorist attack. The National Investigation Agency has begun the process of formally taking over the Pahalgam terror attack case following orders from the Home Ministry. NIA teams, which have been camping at the terror attack site since Wednesday, have intensified the search for evidence. The NIA said in a statement that the teams, overseen by an IG, a DIG and an SP from the anti-terror agency, are examining the eyewitnesses who had seen the attack unfold at the Baisaran Valley. The entry and exit points are being closely scrutinized by the NIA teams for clues to the modus operandi of the terrorists. India will unveil the Bharat Pavilion at the WEBS 2025, scheduled from May 1 to 4 in Mumbai. The pavilion is a vibrant tribute to the country's profound legacy of storytelling and its growing influence in the global media and entertainment landscape. Guided by the theme Kala to Code, the pavilion will celebrate India's spirit of Vasudeva Kutumbakam, the world is one family, and showcase how the country's artistic traditions have long been a beacon of creativity, harmony and cultural diplomacy. The Satyajit Ray Film and Television Institute, Film and Television Institute of India, FTII, including the FTII Northeast Campus at Jodhpur, have been officially granted deemed university status under the UGC Act 1956. Sharing the information in a social media post today, Chief Minister Pema Khandu said that this major milestone unlocks a world of opportunities. Khandu additionally informed that these institutes will now be offering UGC recognized degrees, master's and undergraduate courses, credit transfer and exchange with national and global universities. Students eligible for higher education, academic posts, loans and subsidies. UG programs based on NEP 2020 will begin from Jyote campus, Khandu added. A joint team of scientists and engineers undertook detailed glacio-hydrological studies at the Khangri Glacier in the Gorichan mountain range from April 19 to 26. The Center for Earth Sciences and Himalayan Studies, Government of Arunachal Pradesh, along with the National Center for Polar and Ocean Research, Goa Ministry of Earth Sciences, and the Indian Institute of Technology, Guwahati, conducted the studies as part of the third high-altitude expedition to the Khangri Glacier in the Gorichan mountain region. The joint team, comprising four scientists and engineers, each from NCPOR and CSHS, and one expert from IIT Guwahati, undertook detailed glacio-hydrological studies aimed at understanding the glacier's health and associated water resources. The India Meteorological Department has issued a yellow alert over 80 districts in the state. IMD has forecast rainfall with thunderstorms, with lightning very likely to occur at isolated locations over the next 24 hours. Additionally, an increase in the rainfall activity has been predicted for tomorrow. The NSS unit and NCC unit of Indira Gandhi Government College, Teju, jointly with Bambusa Library, organized the first Captain K.K. Venkatraman Memorial Patriotic Group Song Competition at the college premises on Friday. The competition was sponsored by the 6th Kumaon Regiment of the Indian Army and coordinated by NSS Officer IUG College Dr. Tame Achi. 12 teams, numbering in all 60 students, participated in the musical contest. The coordinator of Lohit Youth Library Network, S. Mundayu, highlighted the memorable contributions of Captain Venkatraman, who dedicated his entire life for promoting educational advancement of first-generation Arunachali youth through various innovative interventions. The Rongali Bihu Hommilon 2025 was celebrated at the DK State Convention Center, Itanagar, yesterday. The Sanmilan was attended by Urban Affairs Minister Balu Raja and Assam's MLA from Gohpur, Utpal Bora. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.